What L5 left out. L5 introduced the Swiss cheese composition rule and showed that stacking imperfect layers can produce reliability much higher than any individual layer, provided the layers are independent. The independence proviso was load-bearing. Three layers each catching 99% of failures composed to six nines, only if a failure in one layer does not make failures in the others more likely. L6 is the lesson that takes that proviso seriously. Real-world deployed systems rarely have independent layers. When a model fails under distribution shift, the operators monitoring it are often the same operators who set the training distribution. The alignment training and the deployment monitoring may share blind spots inherited from the same team's assumptions. The third-party audit and the internal review may both be using benchmarks descended from the same eval suite. The Swiss cheese stack you actually have in production is a stack whose slices have correlated holes. The framing that makes the failure mode visible is the complex systems lineage. Hendricks, Chapter 5, brings it in. The chapter argues, alongside the broader literature, that a system can be assembled from components that are individually correct and still produce behavior. The designers did not predict and cannot easily prevent. The argument is older than AI. Charles Perrow's Normal Accidents, 1984, made the case for nuclear plants, petrochemical plants, and air traffic control half a century ago. The chapter applies the lineage to AI and argues that AI deployments are tracking the same shape. What makes a system complex? Four properties recur in the complex systems literature, and the chapter works each in turn. Emergence. The system has properties that are not properties of any of its components. A neural network has the property of representing concepts. No individual neuron does. A market has the property of price discovery. No individual trader does. A flock has the property of cohesive flight. No individual bird does. Emergent properties are not bugs. They are why the system is useful. They are also why the system is hard to reason about. You cannot predict an emergent property from component-level analysis alone. Nonlinearity and sensitivity to initial conditions. Small changes to system inputs produce large changes to system outputs, sometimes in ways the underlying dynamics make analytically intractable. A weather system at one set of starting conditions produces a hurricane. The same system with a perturbation 0.01% away produces nothing of note. The relationship between inputs and outputs is not approximately linear and cannot be characterized by sampling. The only way to know what the system will do is to run it. Feedback loops. Outputs of the system feed back as inputs, either directly or through the system's effect on its environment. Some feedbacks are stabilizing. Negative feedback. A thermostat correcting toward a set point. Some are amplifying. Positive feedback. A microphone speaker squeal. Many real systems have both, operating at different timescales, which is what produces the boom and bust patterns characteristic of complex systems generally. AI systems trained on data they themselves help produce, model-generated content training future models, recommendation systems shaping the content they later recommend, carry feedback loops by construction. Tight coupling. The state of one part of the system constrains the state of others within timescales too short for human intervention. A tightly coupled system propagates a local failure across the system before operators can isolate it. A loosely coupled system lets local failures stay local. Operators have time to respond, rote around, or shut down. Perrow's framework specifically pairs tight coupling with interactive complexity, the property that interactions between components are non-obvious, and argues that the combination is what produces normal accidents. Accidents that are not the result of operator error or component failure, but of the system having a structure that makes the accident class statistically inevitable. The four properties are not a checklist. A system can have them in different combinations and degrees. The point of naming them is to give a vocabulary that surfaces failure modes the component-level engineering vocabulary does not. why correct components produce incorrect systems. Perrow's most consequential observation is also the chapter's, that in complex, tightly coupled systems, no amount of component-level engineering can drive accident rates to zero. You can improve any individual component. You can add monitoring around any individual subsystem. You can train operators on every cataloged failure mode. You cannot eliminate accidents whose mechanism is the interaction between components, because the interactions multiply faster than the engineering can keep up with. Three illustrations the literature returns to. 3 Mile Island, 1979. No component failed in a way that engineering had not designed for. The accident sequence involved a stuck valve indicator, an instrumentation issue, not the valve. An inappropriate operator response to indicator readings the operators believed but should not have, and a series of coupled subsystem responses that propagated the local condition faster than the control room operators could diagnose. The component-level engineering was approximately correct. The interaction was the failure mode. Flash crash, May 6, 2010. U.S. equity markets dropped roughly 9% in approximately 5 minutes, then recovered most of the drop in roughly 15 minutes. No component was malfunctioning. A large mutual fund algorithmic sell order interacted with high-frequency trading algorithms whose response was correct under their individual specifications, but collectively produced a feedback loop that drained liquidity. The component-level analysis, was each algorithm doing what it was designed to do, found nothing wrong. The system-level analysis, what was the interaction, found the failure. 737, Max MCAS. 2018 to 2019. This case is more contested in the literature because some component-level analyses identified specific design errors. But the system-level argument is that the failure mode was a tight coupling between a single-sensor flight control augmentation system, certification processes that did not require pilots to be trained on it, and operational scenarios where the system's correction made the airplane's behavior diverge from the pilot's mental model. The interaction between the engineering subsystem, the human factor subsystem, and the certification subsystem was the failure mode. No individual subsystem was solely responsible. In each case, an engineering team doing component-level safety work could have correctly answered every component-level question and still produced a system whose failure mode was structurally inevitable. AI as the next complex system. The chapter's argument for applying the complex systems lens to AI runs along three lines. AI deployments are tightly coupled to their environments. A deployed model affects the data its successors will be trained on, the operator practices that will be deployed around it, the expectations users will form, and the regulatory frameworks that will govern the next generation. Many of these feedbacks operate at timescales shorter than human deliberation. A content recommendation system shapes user preferences within months. The resulting shifted preferences become training data for the next iteration. The feedback loop is closed before policy can catch up. Multi-agent AI deployments produce emergence at the system level. When many AI systems operate in the same environment, algorithmic traders in the same market, autonomous vehicles on the same road, content generation models populating the same web that future models will be trained on, the population of systems exhibits behavior the individual systems do not. Markets crash. Traffic deadlocks. Web content collapses into a self-referential loop. These are emergent properties of the deployment population, not of any individual model, and they are not addressable by improving individual models. Emergent capabilities are themselves a complex systems phenomenon. Large neural networks exhibit capabilities at certain scales that they do not exhibit at smaller scales, and the threshold is often discontinuous in ways the smooth scaling laws picture does not predict. This is what the field calls emergent capabilities. From a complex systems perspective, this is exactly what you would expect from a system whose internal dynamics are nonlinear and whose component count is varying across orders of magnitude. Predicting at what scale a capability will emerge by extrapolating from smaller scale measurements is methodologically suspect for the same reason predicting hurricane formation from a thermometer reading is methodologically suspect. The dynamics are not approximately linear. A fourth pattern worth naming, model monoculture. When many deployed systems share the same underlying base model, because economies of scale concentrate model production into a few labs, correlated failure modes that are invisible at the individual model level become visible at the population level. A weakness in a widely licensed base model is a weakness in every product built on it. An adversarial input that defeats the model defeats every downstream system simultaneously. The complex systems failure mode here is not in any individual deployment, but in the fact that the deployments share a parent. The risk lives at a layer no individual product team can address. It has to be addressed by the diversity, or lack of it, in the model production layer above them. The chapter's recommendation is not to abandon component-level engineering. It is to recognize that component-level engineering is necessary and not sufficient. The L5 Toolkit, Nine's Safe Design Principles, Defense in Depth, applies. It just does not exhaust the safety case. What L5's Swiss cheese rule misses: the Swiss cheese composition rule said that N independent layers, each catching P percent of failures, produce composed reliability (1:1:P(n). L6's contribution is to interrogate the independent assumption. Three reasons real-world layers are not independent. Shared blind spots. Training and deployment may use the same eval framework descended from the same team's assumptions. The eval misses what the team did not think to test for. The deployment misses the same thing. The two layers are one layer counted twice. Correlated failure modes. Multiple monitoring systems may be reading the same logs, which means a log pipeline failure takes them all down simultaneously. The diverse monitoring was diverse downstream of a single shared upstream. Adversarial pressure that breaks independence. An adversary attacking one layer often attacks the next layer with the same technique. Security through layered defenses fails when one technique defeats all the layers, even if each layer is independently strong. The operational fix is not to add more layers. It is to make the existing layers more genuinely independent. Different teams, different methods, different signals, different time scales. The Swiss cheese stack you can defend is the one where you can articulate why each slice's holes are uncorrelated with every other slice's holes. Why this closes phase two. Phase two has been building the deployment time safety case. L3 named the failure surface, robustness, and monitoring. L4 named the substrate, alignment. L5 brought the engineering toolkit, Nines, Design Principles, Defense in Depth. L6 inverts L5 by showing where the toolkit's assumptions break. The systems that need safety engineering the most are the systems whose properties resist the engineering's standard moves. The four lessons together are the deployment time safety story. They are not complete. The chapter is honest that the safety case is partial at every layer. Phase three widens the lens. L7 turns to the ethics question: whose values does the system serve? L8 takes the multi-agent dynamics L6 previewed and works them at full depth: game theory, collective action problems, conflict. L9 brings governance and policy as the layer that operates outside any individual deployment. The Swiss cheese stack the track ends up describing is the one that includes governance as a slice, the L6 capability. You should now be able to name four properties of complex systems: emergence, nonlinearity, feedback loops, tight coupling, and identify each in a real deployed AI scenario. Distinguish a normal accident, in Perrow's sense, failures arising from system structure rather than component bugs or operator error, from a preventable engineering failure. Recognize when the L5 Swiss cheese rule breaks because layers are not actually independent, and name what would have to change to restore independence. Take a deployed AI system and propose two design changes that would reduce its complex system's flavored risk without addressing any component-level bug. The proposed changes should target tight coupling, feedback dynamics, or interaction-level failure modes. They should not be of the form improve component X. Practice has the work deployment example you carry forward, a multi-model AI pipeline with three failure modes that the component-level safety case fails to address, and a Pero-flavored decomposition exercise.